Good evening. Welcome to Alumni Talk at Sony FM 93.6. My name is Malisela Shakudi, bringing you conversations that are yet to be heard. And tonight, I'll be unpacking those unique stories alone because Nhlawulo is not here, but he has already prepared for us alumni success stories. And my guest today is a self-taught chef and a journalism alumni who goes by the name of Zamukuhle Mafuleka, who has also been featured on Essential Flavors magazine this season. The TUT journalism alumni has in recent years taken social media by storm with her inexpensive dishes and recipes, and it has since been received well by her followers. Zamo Culinary Creations showcase her dedication to proving that flavors can be achieved without breaking the bank. To join the conversation, find us on social media. We are 20FM 93.6 across all social media platforms. You can also find us on TUT alumni with the hashtag alumni talk. Alternatively, send us a WhatsApp on 012-382-4936. For now, let's hear what Nhlawulo has for us in relation to the alumni success stories.
It's graduation season and there's inspiring stories to be told. We send a big shout out to visually impaired graduate Tuto Chopo, who recently graduated this week and received his postgraduate diploma in business administration with TUT. The visually impaired graduate completely lost his eyesight when he was 15, but he didn't let that get to him, as he went all the way to complete his qualifications. And we send a big congratulations to TUT Performing Arts alumna Nkululeko Innocent Masuku, who received 4 yeses this week for his opera music audition on Britain's Got Talent. Masuku grew up being told that opera music wouldn't take him far, but this week he showed his class act with the whole world watching, leaving the judges speechless. Here is a full audition courtesy of BGT YouTube.
Are you a TUT?
Dove il mare luccica e tira forte il vento.
Not special, isn't it?
Ma dal volto di Surriento, un uomo in braccio a una ragazza dopo che aveva pianto. Poi si schiarisce la voce e ricomincia il canto.
I'm trying to hold my breath, let it stay this way. Can't
we love him! Love him!
Take my hand and share it with me. Starting without you.
Oh my God!
For words, I found that overwhelming. Yeah. Actually,
alumni success. Follow alumni success.
It's 5 minutes past the hour six, and for those who have just tuned in, this is Alumni Talk on Sony FM, and I'm your host, Malisa Lehlagudi. I'm riding solo today as my co-host, Nhlawulo, is not here, but joining me in studio is Zamukuhle Mafuleka, a self-taught chef and journalism alumna. Welcome to Alumni Talk at Sony FM, Zamo.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
Thank you for having me in the show.
It's a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, my guest today is a self-taught chef and a journalism alumna who goes by the name of Zamukuhle Mafuleka, who has also been featured on Essential Flavors magazine this season. The TUT journalism alumna has in recent years taken social media by storm with her inexpensive dishes and recipes, and it has since been received well by her followers. Zamo Culinary Creations showcase a dedication to proving that flavors can be achieved without breaking the bank. Now, Zamo, you started your journey with TUT in 2017. Walk us through that journey.
So in 2017, I enrolled at Tshwane University of Technology for journalism, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second year, while studying journalism, I realized that, no, man, I have passion for food, you know. Mm. I have passion for cooking. I'm just so devoted to food. Mm. So I started exploring food spices, sauces. You know, I just started playing around with food. And at that time, I was residing at a TUT residence. So I started hosting friends in my room, and it was so nice. Mm. It was a beautiful moment. So I realized, no, man, this is what I want to do. But then I also want to pursue my journalism career.
Mm.
So I studied, and then in 2019, I got an internship at some media company where I was writing newspaper articles and covering local events, you know, as a journalist or as a reporter.
Yeah.
And then I graduated in 2020, but then, you know, the corona challenges.
Mm.
I only graduated online. I didn't make it to graduation at the campus. And then I moved back to KZN. That's when I started my company called Food Devotee, because I'm devoted to food.
Impressive. Now,
right?
Yeah, it must have been a transition for you, because you came all the way from KZN. How did you find Pretoria? Social Nguvu, to be exact.
Well, I grew up in KZN, studied in KZN. Almost like everything I've done, KZN. So I wanted to change in Dao, you know. I wanted to move out of KZN. I wanted to move to some place that I've never been before.
Yeah.
And in Pretoria, like, there's no one wasekhaya who's in Pretoria. So I'm going to be the only one also was a Pretoria ekhaya, right?
Mm.
And then I applied. I said, no, man, let me go for Pretoria. I was going to apply. And then I gave it a try. I applied at UT. Bangthatha. And then, yeah, at UT. Lapo, I'm scared, Pela. I'm from KZN. I've never been in a big city like Pretoria, or maybe like Gauteng province. Yes, Durban is big. I've been to Durban, but you know, there's something about Gauteng province.
Mm.
And then I moved to Pretoria, and yeah, I think it was a good place to be in, because it taught me a lot of things. As a girl from the rurals, you know, I've never been in a busy location like Social Nguvu, because my campus was in Social Nguvu, right?
Mm.
So yeah, it was a good place for me to be at.
So if we're being honest right now, you actually wanted to disappear.
Exactly. I just wanted to disappear. so that no one will watch how I make my moves, what do I do, at what time, with who. You know, I just wanted to be alone, just away from home, away from my hometown.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, at some point in your life, you took a gap year. Why did you do that?
Well, I took a gap year after matric.
Mm.
So after matric, okay, I finished matric in 2014, right?
Mm.
And then I studied IT, as a network support specialist in some private college. It was a one-year course, and I finished my course, but then I never got the qualification because it was too expensive. So my parents couldn't pay all the amounts. Mm-hmm. They just paid the deposits and then paid some of, I think it was maybe 20% of the remaining balance.
Yeah.
So that I could write the exams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote the exam, but then I couldn't get the qualification as a network support specialist because they couldn't pay the rest of the remaining balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2015, I took a gap year. I did nothing. I wasn't employed.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I did nothing at that year. In that year, I mean.
But were you able to get your qualification at the end?
Yes, I received my qualification, but then, as I've said, I think as time went by, I realized that one thing that makes me happy more than anything was cooking.
Mm.
Yes.
Now, speaking about cooking, you've already explained that you've always fell in love with cooking. Then what influenced you to study journalism?
I just wanted to see my byline, you know, in those magazines, in those newspapers, you know, being on that TV screen. But then now it's vice versa. It's vice versa because now the journalists are now writing about
you.
Me instead of me writing about other people, you know, public figures.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's just vice versa, but then I'm still enjoying it.
Mm.
And I think journalism also played a huge role in me focusing on social media because at school we were taught also about social media, you know, running content, how to obtain news from social media.
Mm.
So, like right now that I'm based on influencing on social media, I also applied the skills that I was taught in journalism.
Mm.
Yes.
Now, what would you say about TUT journalism and what knowledge did you gain from it?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
You know, it's a lot, yes. TUT journalism taught me to be observant, firstly.
Mm.
I observe a lot. And also, it taught me to do my research. At all times that I should get facts. For an example, when I have to influence for the campaign, I do my research on the brand, what product does it have, when was it implemented, you know.
Yeah.
So TUT journalism played part in teaching me that I should always have my facts right and do my research thoroughly.
Oh. That's really interesting, and I think it's really helpful for one to research about whatever that they're working on or they're willing to work on.
Very, because some people, okay, let's say maybe you post something on social media, right? And then people will start asking questions, and you don't know how to answer those questions because you didn't do your research. So researching about the thing that you want to post is very crucial.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we go any further, let's just quickly go pay the bills. We'll be right back.
From Pitori to the world. This is Tswane FM 93.6. Cape City's number one.
What's under the hood?
It's the CV joint.
When you're a young kid, do you remember listening to a song when I and you're just like, I love this song? And you're belting it out.
Mm.
Do you ever remember a song that now when you look at it and you're just like, I had no business listening to this track?
Songs I had no business listening to as a kid. Immediately I thought, Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You. This is 5, maybe 6-year-old me on a Saturday morning with my grandmother doing laundry outside, singing carelessly, I'll Make Love to You. My grandmother stands up and she's like, what did you just say? I come closer, innocently repeating what I just said, now singing to impress. And before I could finish the verse, my grandmother landed a wet vest on my back because she, what the hell are you singing, child?
Magogo. Right. Shooting dugu magogo.
Upizwe. Oh, man.
Woo. Imagine. Then I hold you tight.
Yeah.
To do what?
All through the night.
Hey. Well done, Magogo. It's well done.
The CV Joint, 3 to 7 p.m. weekends on Tshwane FM 93.6. Cap Cities number one.
Visit CMH Fort Staines, the home of Fort, conveniently situated at 42 Bosman Street, Pretoria. Have you met our team yet? We are under new management. Visit us today. The all-new Fort Territory is now available at CMH Fort Staines. Do yourself a favor and test drive the Territory to experience the thrill of driving firsthand. Get 50,000 rands cash back when you buy any of the new Ranger XL double cabs, 60,000 rands cash back when you buy any of the new XLT Ranger double cabs, and also 70,000 rands cash back when you buy any of the new Ford Ranger Wildtrak double cabs. Our service department is open from 7:30 a.m. till 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, and from 8 a.m. till 12 p.m. on Saturday. Service your vehicle with us this April and win of the following: free spare lunch voucher, or free Ford cap, or free Ford cooler box, or free wheel alignment.
Alumni Talk, every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Tshwane FM 93.6.
We are back in conversation with our self-taught chef and also journalism alumna who goes by the name of Samu Kuhle Mafuleka. And I'm your host, Malesele Hlakudi, riding solo today. Hlakule is not here. Samu, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still with you guys.
Getting back to our conversation, would you advise someone to do journalism with the struggle you had to find a job?
Sorry?
Would you advise someone to do journalism with the struggle you had to find a job?
Well, that's a tough one, hey?
Mm-hmm.
I think I would advise someone to do journalism, especially at TUT.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because most of the students, or if I may say, maybe colleagues, if I may call it that way, most of the people who are studying journalism with are employed, especially those who continue to stay in Gauteng province are employed. I feel like for those who are in KZN, I'm not sure if I'm 100% correct or not, but I feel like e-journalism, igcwele kakhulu e-Gauteng, and imsebenzi itholakala kakhulu that side than this side.
So you're really advising people to opt for journalism, but look for employment specifically in Gauteng because that's where job opportunities are found.
Yes, but then if they still want to reside in KZN, they can also do online news, create a page. You know, there's a lot you can do with TUT qualification. You can even create your own online magazine, be a blogger. You know, there's a lot you can do with journalism.
Yeah.
And companies are always looking for people who have journalism qualification because they know how to maybe market for businesses. They know how to run websites, you know, how to write articles for companies. So it's a great qualification to have.
Do you still have love and desire to pursue a full journalism career? Now that you're a self-taught chef, would you still do you still have love and decide to pursue a full journalism career now that you're a self-taught chef?
Yes, I still have love for journalism. Can you imagine I'm studying postgraduate in TUT?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's level 8. It's an honors qualification, right?
Yeah.
So I'm studying honors this year.
Oh, really?
And journalism. Yes. I love journalism, guys. And I will keep on applying for jobs. I still have hope that maybe one day I'll get a job with journalism because I love journalism, Shem.
A multitasking lady.
Right?
Yeah. Then how did empower you? How did TUT empower you?
Are we talking about funds?
In every way, how has it empowered you? You've mentioned the skills that you've absorbed from the institution and how journalism has helped you, but how did TUT as a whole empower you?
I don't know how to answer that one, mm-hmm. but you know that my first interview was from a TUT student. I think he was working for Record Publication. Mm-hmm. And ever since that interview, I've had several interviews from journalism students and from different publication companies. So if I didn't go to ETUT, ngabe I'm not recognized as I am right now, because those students are helping me with ngibe more recognized. Even umuntu ongangazi, you know, when they see my name popping up ma online newspapers or maybe my talk shows just like this one. So they'll want to know, who is this girl? Who is Zamukuhle Mafulega? Let's search her on social media. Let's search her online. Because I also made it to, what's this publication? Sunday World, you know. Sunday World, we Business World section. So after that article, I received more followers on social media because most people wanted to see what Uba and Lo. And I was interviewed by someone from TUT, but Osebenza ka Sunday World. So ETUT is empowering me because those students are from TUT.
Are you a TUT alumni with a story to tell that will inspire a fellow alumni or students? Feel free to share with us your story and we could feature you on our social media platforms, TUT website, our Bit newsletter or magazine, or Alumni Talk. Tell us about your career, the great things that you've accomplished since graduating at TUT or the Technicon you attended before the measure. If you've published a book, started a business or invented a product, we want to know all about it and how TUT helped you to get there. Submit your story of 250 words or less, along with a high-resolution photo, to alumni@tut.ac.za. Don't forget to add the following information: your name and surname, graduation year, degree or diploma, cell phone number, and email address.
For those who have just tuned in now, it's 23 minutes past 6 and we are in conversation with Zamukuhle Mafulega, a self-taught chef and also a journalism alumna. I think it's necessary for me to say a TUT journalism alumna.
Sounds perfect.
Sounds perfect, right?
Right, yes.
When did you discover your skill of cooking since you're a self-taught chef?
Sorry?
When did you discover your skill of cooking since you're a self-taught chef?
I discovered my skill in, like I mentioned before, it was my second year in university. It was 2018, yes, it was 2018. And luckily, we had a common skill with my roommate at that time. So we're busy exchanging recipes, only to find out that in few years' time, I'll develop my own recipes because now I'm a recipe developer, even though I don't have a qualification for it. But I do develop recipes and I do come up with recipes for food brands, you know, when they maybe want to collaborate with me, and then I create recipes for their products.
Tell us about your company, Food Devotee.
Well, my company caters for all events, but for now, I was only operating around Mbangeni, which is my hometown. But however, beginning of May, I'll be located in Durban. So people from Durban will be able to place orders. They'll be able to hire me for their events catering. So yeah, I think that's a great move for me because Durban is a big city than Mbangeni. So I hope I'll make it. Yeah, I'll make it in my business.
You truly will, hey?
Yeah, I hope so too.
What inspired you to start your own catering business instead of working for somebody else?
That's a brilliant question. It's an exciting question because I've had tons of people asking me to work for them, asking me to work in their hotels as a chef. But then I feel like gangs and corner, you know. I feel like they'll just boss me around, tell me what to do. So I just want to do my own thing, you know. And what inspired me to start my own company Uguti, I grew up umawami, so my mom is also a cook, right? Mm. She loves cooking. So, makunomcimbi, you know, kwamakhelwane maybe or endaweni, they'll ask her ukuthi cela uzosiphekela, and mind you, free of charge. So, I wanted to change that initiative. I wanted to cook for money. If someone say cela uzosiphekela, I send the quotation, and then you decide if you take the quotation or not. Mm. Nothing for mahala now, you know, sebenzele imali. So, and then umawami naye namanje she still cooks but under my company, because if nginomsebenzi or ngine maybe ngine gig somewhere kumele ngipheke kuyona, siyahamba naye sipheke. She does the chopping because she's very active in the kitchen. So yeah, she inspired me to start my own company.
Would you say your mother inspired you?
Exactly. She inspired me to start my own company. And I think she also inspired me to pursue this cooking thing, because naye, she have, what you call this? She sells the peri-peri sauce, if I may call it. We are zenzela la ekhaya, ayipheke, and then she sells it. And at the moment, I'm busy researching on how to brand the product, you know, on how to sell it kuma retailing stores, so that abanye abantu bezokwazi ukuthola, because it's hard ukuthi umuntu mayefuna maybe ekude from empangeni, and then we have to courier for that person, you know. So sifuna ukuthi sifake kuma local retailing shops ukuze wonke umuntu akwazi ukuyithola.
You also mentioned that you sometimes cook for your friends in your room. Were you charging your friends for those meals you cooked?
It was for free, imagine.
I was using my
NSFAS funds, you know, to buy the ingredients.
I hope ladies listening.
For them to eat for free, it must be nice being my friend at that time.
How long does it take you to create a recipe and replicate with the same precision?
Well, developing a recipe doesn't take much time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take much time because I'm lazy at some point. So I take 2 days to develop a recipe just to make sure that the measurements are correct, you know. Also, if I take the recipe into practicals, so I think that takes a day, you know, because some things uzobona ukuthi no man la ngibedile, so I have to correct the ingredients ukuthi kumele bekhansele lokhu kube yilokhu. So in total, I think 3 days is enough for me to develop a recipe.
3 days,
because I have to take it into practical, you know. But if Nipala and you only, 2 days is enough.
2 days?
Yeah, 2 days.
Boxer, your favorite discount supermarket gives you more when you buy Knorr Super Sorted 50 gram by 10 for only 48 rand. Danone Nutriday Smooth Dairy Snack 6 by 100 gram by 3 for only 50 rand. Never pay more than the Boxer price.
2024 is the year we all learn how to manage our money more responsibly. And FNB's hashtag help yourself is here to help us do just that. This month, we're learning all about debt, what it is, how it works, and how to make it work for us, including what to do if you're over indebted. Tune in to hashtag help yourself, the financial education program brought to you by FNB, a division of First Rand Bank Limited.
Africa Borwa, it's time to celebrate. 30 years ago, Mzansi embraced democracy, uniting diverse backgrounds. As we mark this milestone, let's acknowledge the positive changes since 1994. Join us on the 27th of April 2024 at the Union Buildings in Tshwane for the National Freedom Day 2024 commemoration event, where President Cyril Ramaphosa will deliver the keynote address. You can also follow the event on social media using hashtag Freedom Month 2024, hashtag Freedom 30, and at Government ZA. Mzansi, you are because we are. A message by the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture.
Alumni Talk, every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Tshwane FM 93.6.
It's 6:30 and we're still in conversation with a self-taught chef and Zamukuhle Mafuleka. I almost got that wrong. Mafuleka. And I'm your host, Malisa Leshakudi. My co-host is not here, but yeah, we're making most of out of it. Speaking about food and recipes, what's your go-to dish?
My go-to dish? Mm-hmm. Should I name one? Or two? Or three? Or just...
Three, four, somewhere there? Three, four?
let me just name my top three, right?
Okay.
So, for breakfast, I enjoy making a shakshuka. I enjoy making a shakshuka because it just... eggs in tomato gravy, but you know, that went to Harvard University. It looks so fancy, you know, when you make that dish, it just looks like, wow, am I in a 5-star hotel? You know, it has that thing. And then my second dish.
Wait, before we go to the second one, I wonder what it looks like.
Yo, I don't know. I don't know how to say it. How does it look like?
Yeah.
You guys should go to my page. You definitely find a shakshuka there.
You say it's a shakshuka?
It's a shakshuka, yes. Shakshuka. Oh, it's a dish with tomato gravy and eggs centered around that dish.
Sure.
You don't know the dish. I'm sure you've seen it, just that you don't know the name. Because Masanibon is like, oh, this is the shakshuka.
Now, I'll definitely check it out.
Please do.
How easy or difficult is it to... it's two dishes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I almost forgot. I almost let you go off easily. Timo?
But let me just answer that question. It's a very easy dish to make and it doesn't take time. And it's an inexpensive dish to make because it just needs eggs and tomatoes as the main ingredients. Mm. So, yeah, it's so simple to make.
Are those eggs boiled or?
No, they're not boiled because when the corner like shakshuka, like you, I don't know how to explain this. But wapeka with the gravy.
Yo. Must be nice.
Okay, so should I go for my second dish now?
Yes, go to your second dish.
My second dish will be mokhodu. I think I love mokhodu. I love making mokhodu. Mokhodu li, what do you call this? It's ujek, but you guys from that side call it domboro, right? Mm. I think it's mokhodu and domboro. I enjoy making mokhodu and domboro. It's a very delicious and warm dish to make. Mm-hmm. It's have that home feel, you know. Even if you eat mokhodu or ne domboro at rest, we are usiazin. This reminds me of home.
But you really must love cooking. Mokhodu takes a long time to get ready.
It takes a long time. Yo, it's so tiring. But for someone who loves cooking, I really don't mind.
Or maybe you have a quick way out, since you're a chef. Any new method?
Funny enough, I prefer the old method, the normal method. Just okay. I add a meat tenderizer so that it will be soft, you know. Mm. Because some people don't prefer using zeal, since in zeal it's dangerous with my bones and teeth. So you can use meat tenderizer. I don't know if it has the same effect as in zeal, but I use meat tenderizer.
Mm. And your third dish?
When boiling mokhodu.
Oh, you boil the mokhodu first?
Yes.
Sure. For how long? I'm taking tips.
We're talking about minus or plus 4 hours?
Yeah. Noodles will do.
You might as well boil your noodles in the meantime.
Moving on to the third one.
Sorry?
Moving on to the third one, your third dish.
No, my second dish. My second. Oh, is it my third?
Yeah, that was your second.
Oh, it's my third dish. Okay. So my third dish, I enjoy making pasta dishes, any pasta dish. But then I enjoy using the tagliatelle. There's a pasta called tagliatelle. I enjoy using tagliatelle because it looks fancy. It's just the normal pasta, but it looks fancy because it's flat, unlike your normal macaroni, you know. Yeah, it looks fancy. So I enjoy making pasta dishes, but with the tagliatelle pasta.
So Zamukuhle Mafuleka likes fancy dishes. Simple, ne?
Exactly, exactly. I like fancy dishes.
I see you.
I want people to feel what he has in. I'm in a 5-star hotel, eating. Even then, as God, no man, it's just a simple dish. It looks fancy.
I wish I was. Explaining.
I like how the food looks. Like the presentation for me is the key.
I wish I was your sibling.
Sorry?
I wish I was your sibling.
I know, right?
How easy or difficult is it to establish yourself within the food industry?
It's so difficult. Mm-hmm. Because there are many people in the food industry and they are all, okay, not all of them, but most of them are successful in this industry.
Yeah.
That's the nice thing about this industry. This industry, I'm not jealous, Shem, I'm not jealous. Because most of the successful people in this industry, I have their numbers and I ask them, how did you get in this stage, you know? How did you do this? How did you do that? And they are not jealous. They will tell you how they got to that place, how they got there, how they wrote those cooking books, you know, how to go about writing the recipes the correct way, to write the recipes, how to publish a book. They are not jealous. So even if it is difficult to make it to the industry, but then the people who are making it to the industry, they are not jealous. So I think it makes it easier for us esisakhula ukuthi nathi sizame and then make it nathi.
You've mentioned food, you've mentioned recipes, you've mentioned other chefs, you've mentioned different methods. Who or which brand do you look up to?
I love or I look up to Cooking with Zanele. Mainly because she grew up in the rurals, because I relate to that. She grew up in the rurals in Bergville, in KZN. But now she's well known around the world because of cooking, you know.
Yeah.
So I look up to her. And one day I have a feeling or I have hope. If Nami, I work hard, I will get to that stage, you know. I will get to writing cookbooks like that, the best-selling author, Yama Cookbooks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully, Nje, I will make it out, Nami, like she did.
But I know you're really making moves because you've won the Image Africa Award in 2023. Walk us through that.
Last year, 2023, I received an email from Image Africa. Obviously, they want to put me up, Guma Awards under the food category as, top chef in Africa. And for me, that was huge. Well, even if I didn't win the award, I was still going to be so excited. They recognized me under that category, you know?
Yeah.
And what makes me more excited about winning that award is that it was people's choice. People were voting. To think people voted for me to win that award, for me, it means it means a lot. God has been good because I didn't have much hope for the award. But then winning it, man, I'm telling you, I was so excited. I was over the moon. I couldn't believe that God did that for me, you know?
He did.
Yeah. And funny enough, the time Sebezo Biza, that category, the time they were about to call the winner, I just had a running tummy because ngangithukile ukuthi, okay, so ngisukile KZN, I flew from KZN to Pretoria because my awards, I say Pretoria Centurion, right?
Mm.
So at that time, you broke. But in my mind, I'm like, no, man. What if people voted for me and I'm going to win?
You're going to, and you won. Said,
mm-hmm.
You won.
Yes, I won. But, I was just not sure if I should attend the event or not. But then after attending the event, I'm easy solely. Like, I'm happy I attended that event.
Mm.
Even if Kwakunama challenges, you know, before. But I'm happy with I did attend the event and I won. I got the award. Ngabuya naekhaya, everyone was happy for me. Even the people who voted for me were very happy, Shem.
Now, you're also a magazine lady. How does it feel?
Sorry?
You're also a magazine lady. Lately, mm-hmm. We see you. How does it feel to regularly feature in Essentials Flavors magazine?
Yo, pero Essential Flavors, sichalu kutabo when you go to Checkers, you buy the magazine, you look at the recipes. I never thought what one day is of like magazine and then see ubuso bam, you know, see my face, la peana, be people who contributed page abo. And then when looking at the recipes, you see your name there. Well, that's something else. I never thought what I'd get there. So being featured on that magazine for me was sort of a breakthrough, you know. I'm one step forward, if I may say.
Mm.
So it's a very exciting journey for me. I won't lie. It's a very exciting one.
One step forward in the right direction.
Yes, and persistence got me where I am right now.
It's 18 minutes to the hour 7, and you tuned in to Alumni Talk. I'm your host, Malisele Shagudi, in conversation with Zamukuhle Mafuleka, who's a self-taught chef and also a TUT journalism alumna. Yeah? Zamo?
Hello, hello.
How proud are you of yourself seeing people trying out your recipes?
That makes me so proud, especially when the people send me those pictures.
Mm.
It makes me so happy. I'm like, oh, so you guys are trying out my recipes. That's nice. Unlike, you know, getting likes from followers. But when I see them trying out those recipes, it makes me so happy.
Mm.
Yeah, it makes me happy all the time.
Out of all the recipes that you've created, which one would you say is your best?
My best recipe? I know you guys will be like, huh? What's that now?
I'm waiting for it.
So, it's one of the recipes that got me more followers than anything I've ever posted before. So it's called Amatabunga.
Ama what?
Amatabunga.
Amatabunga. What's that?
Yes. Some people call it flattened dumplings, you know. Because it's more like a dumpling, but a flat one. So most people from the social media didn't know what that is. They didn't even know how to prepare that dish. And even those who knew the word, but didn't know what that is. So after giving a tutorial about that dish and then posting it out, I received millions of people's commenting about, oh, so this is the matabunga. So this is how it's done. And people are busy trying it out even now.
Mm.
Like, people are so happy about the recipe because they didn't know how to cook it, you know, and it's an African dish. So, yeah.
I want to know how to prepare that, but let's quickly go pay the bills.
Okay.
Alumni Talk, every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Tshwane FM 93.6.
Boxer, your favorite discount supermarket gives you more when you buy Sasco Premium Slices White Bread 700 gram, buy 3 for only 39 rand. Ingomazi Medium Cream Mass 1.8 kg, buy 2 for only 50 rand. Never pay more than the Boxer price.
Alumni Talk, every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Tshwane FM 93.6.
It's quarter to seven, and we're still in conversation with a self-taught chef and TUT journalism alumni, Zamukuhle Mafuleka. And I'm your host, Malisa Lehlakudi, riding solo today. Can we go back to what we were talking about? You said amadambuka, yeah? Samo? Hello.
Hello, hello. Sorry about that. Yes. The dish is amadabunga.
Amadabunga.
Yes. I don't know other language for amadabunga, but it's either amadabunga or flattened dumplings.
Like, do we prepare them the same way we prepare like our normal dumplings?
Yes, besides the fact that we do not add any yeast and we do not add any baking powder. So you just use only salt and flour.
Is it how you make them be flat?
Yes, you use, we grew up using a bottle, you know, because we didn't have those rolling pins at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can use those rolling pins. If you can opt for a bottle, maybe a mayonnaise, and then make it flat. Mm-hmm. And it requires a lot of water to cook because of flour outing a man so that it doesn't stick together.
Mm.
Yeah, and you can cook it using a cabbage, nama, yeah, or tin fishy. It's up to you how you want to cook it.
How long does it take to prepare it?
It doesn't take much time. Only preparing for it takes time because, you know, the flour, ukova, you know, that takes time. But cooking it,
how long? How much time are we talking about here? Like from the preparation process up until the end product?
Okay, the preparation alone, I'm used to it, you know. So for me, it doesn't take much time. But for a beginner, I'd say 45 minutes preparing it. And then cooking it, it also depends which ones the you know, the amount of people over pegelai. Yeah. But cooking it doesn't take an hour. I should say 45 minutes as well.
Less than two hours.
Not that bad. Unlike mukhodu.
Noodles take less than 5 minutes.
Or just make yourself a sandwich.
Once, hey.
Yeah.
You've collaborated with
or get yourself a cipacho.
No, but that's still gonna take me a long time because I also have to go to the shop, you know.
I get it.
You've collaborated with international brands. How did that come about?
So I started posting on social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was posting for free at that time because because my account was new, especially Instagram accounts. I didn't have TikTok. So on my Instagram account, I had less than 3,000 followers. And then I kept on posting. You know, when you love something you are doing, you just become consistent, irregardless of how many people like your post or how many people are commenting on your post. So I kept on posting, you know. And then I got to 20,000 followers.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. How did I get here? And then I started receiving emails from companies, you know, reaching out to me. They are seeing my content. They now want to collaborate with me. And I was like, is it me? Is it Zamukuhle Mafuleka? I mean, hello. So I started creating those media kits that influencers, you know, normally have. I didn't even know what a media kit is because I received an email from this known company. I won't say the name, but it's a very known company. They wanted my media kits and identity documents. I was like, okay, what is the media kids manage? But then, as I've said before, would see the people is nabula with food industry, they are not jealous. When you ask them is it, or they reply within a day, yeah, but even if they do have tons of followers. So I asked one Yalabo Bantulabo, and then they told me what a media kit is. And they told me, if you want to make it out of this industry, especially now that you've started posting, you should have one. So I downloaded the app, Nyanzi Media Kit. At that time, I do not even know how to charge those people, you know. So I created a media kit, I sent them the kits. They were like, okay, fine, we are taking the offer, so you should create a recipe for us. You should develop a recipe for us, include the products, our products. And then I did just that. They approved the recipe, and then I posted on social media, and then they made the payments. I couldn't believe that, wow, I'm getting paid for doing what I was just doing for free.
For
you
doing
know?
What you love.
Yes, I'm like, I'm at home chilling. I'm cooking this. Ekaya, they're eating it for free, you know. And now I'm getting paid for it. I didn't do much. Why am I getting paid for doing what I love?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, now we are making money. Now we are making money. So I received more followers because now I'm at I think 120k plus followers. And then one of my social media accounts that are interested, especially the brands, they love my TikTok accounts because it has more followers than my other social media accounts. So I may say it's the one in Pilisayo, or the one in Kokela Gakulu, more than other social media accounts at the moment.
I want to
know. So it's very nice working with local brands. Sorry about that. It's very nice working with local brands.
And I'm glad that you're getting the credit that you deserve.
Yeah, I do. Hey.
What was your challenging experience in your journey to establish yourself in the food industry?
My challenging experience. My challenging experience in this food industry, is that correct? Well, end of 2021, I started working for this traveling agent. It was a company, a well-known company, you know. So we were traveling from South Africa to Mozambique. So they asked me, must travel, can you come with us, uzophekela our guest, you know, for breakfast and for dinner. So that was challenging for me because I'm a guest with different people from different cities and different cultures. So you have to cook something as an accommodator bonke, you know. Because laphayana uthola ukuthi kunamaZulu, kunamaPedi, kunamaTswana. I remember this other time I had to cook ipap, you know. I had to cook ipap, and lana, there are people from KZN, there are people from Limpopo. So ngapheka ipap, angithi mina I'm from KZN, so ngizopheka ipap engijwayele from KZN.
It's called putu, right?
Bona. They normally have ipap le that is molded nicely, you know, that have a shape.
Yeah.
And even the consistency yalo I find in ipap is Israel. So for me, that was so challenging. Some people were complaining, no, this is not the pap we're used to. We need the pap from Limpopo. At that time, I'm clueless. Yo, how do I cook that up? Like, how do I go about? I had to ask one of the guests to teach me how to cook that pap. And she was friendly enough to teach me how to cook it. So, yeah, I think I can try cook it right now, no? even if I'm not that good, but I can give it a try.
At least the slide.
Yeah, so for me, that was a difficult journey for me in food industry. I have to have knowledge. These people like this, so these kind of people want this, and those kind of people, but look, you know, have knowledge. What do they want? What makes them happy? How do they want their food prepared?
Now, as we wrap up, which accolades are you gunning for now?
I'm not sure if I have any accolades I'm gunning for now, but what I'd say is I'm gunning for my business to grow, you know, and for my name to be well known. Mm-hmm. Not that I want fame, but I want my work to be well known. And then I can start looking at the accolades I'm gunning for, you know.
Yeah. We've come to the end of our time, and thank you, Zamo, for taking your time to be with us. Any last words to our listeners at home?
Thank you, guys, for having me. And also, for those who want to pursue a career, we cooking or as chefs, go for it. Yabogle industry, we are waiting for you. You can make it. Even if usuka kuphi, it doesn't matter where you come from. Go for what you want in life.
As we wrap up, join us again next week and be consistent
in Twenty so that you can make it.
Thank you so much. And as we wrap up, join us again next week, same time, same place, as we continue to engage on conversations that are yet to be had. From the heartbeat of Pitori to the world. This is Tony FM, and from me, Malisa Lehlagudi, good night.
Alumni Talk, every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Tshwane FM. 93.6
Afrika Borwa ke nako ya o keteka mengwaga ya masome tharo e fetilego Mzansi ile ya amogela demokrasi e kopanya dimelo tse di fapafapanego bele ka ge re bontšha katlego ye a re amogeleng diphetogo tše di kaonafetšego ga e sa le go tloga ka 1994 e ba le re naka la 27 aparele 2024 kwa Union Buildings ka Tshwane tiragalong ya tshegopotso ya letšatši la tokologo la bosetšhaba la 2024 mo moporesidente Cyril Ramaphosa tlabe go e fa polelo ye botlhokwa go ka latela gape tiragalo ye thwi go dikgogaganyo tša leago go šomiša hashtag freedom month 2024 hashtag freedom 30 le ad government za Mzansi motho ke motho ka batho molaetša ka kgoro ya bokgabo le setšo.
Tshwane FM is giving away 2 tickets for you and a partner to O-Ship 2024. That's right. Ready to set sail on the adventure of a lifetime. We're giving away tickets for 2 to the O-Ship 2024. Picture yourself abroad, a massive luxury cruise liner in the middle of the Indian Ocean, surrounded by music, excitement, and endless fun.
Fireball.
We are just not stopping at the grand prize. We are also bringing you a weekly dose of excitement with fantastic prizes up for grabs every single week, from luxurious beauty hampers and tickets to exciting sporting games. And here's the best part. Each weekly winner automatically qualifies for the grand prize draw. 2 tickets to the O-Ship 2024. To enter for a chance to win, all you have to do is participate in any interaction on our station by sending a WhatsApp voice note. Just make sure to end your message with a phrase, from Pitori to the world. So what are you waiting for? Share your thoughts, shout outs, or just say hi, and you could be sailing away to the party of a lifetime. Tag from Pitori to the world.
Boxa, your favorite discount supermarket gives you more when you buy Nivea male or female antiperspirant roll-on 50 ml. Buy 2 for only 48 rand. Goldie mixed chicken portions 5 kg for only 189.99. Never pay more than the Boxa price.
In the mix tonight.
In the mix tonight.
In the mix tonight on Pitori Originals Thursday. Pitori Original DJs on the ones and twos. entertainment.